It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We've read in the book of John in chapter 21 how that Jesus, after he was resurrected, he was speaking to Simon Peter. And in chapter 21 and verse 15, Simon was asked if he loved the Lord. He said, "Do you love me?" And Peter said, "Of course." You know, he said, "I love thee." And then in verse 16, the same question was asked of Peter, "Do you love me?" And then in verse 17, he saith unto him, this is Christ speaking now, he saith unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus saith unto him, "Feed my sheep." Well, now, comparing Scripture with Scripture, let's think of this for just a few moments. Let's go back to chapter 13 of the book of John. And we're seeing here in this chapter how that Jesus is, he's trying to prepare the disciples, the apostles, for his departure. He's getting ready to go back to heaven. He's getting ready to die. Well, verse 36, Simon Peter said unto him, "Lord, whither thou goest?" Jesus answered him, "Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards." Verse 37, John chapter 13. Peter said unto him, "Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake." Now notice verse 38. Jesus answered him, "Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice." In other words, three times. Well, we go back to the book of John, chapter 21, and we see here how that Jesus asked Simon, "Do you love me?" He asked him this question three times. And I'm wondering if this brought back a memory to Simon as to how he and when he denied the Lord three times. Because here we're reading that he told the Lord he loved him three times here. But there's something that, you know, that speaks to my heart that tells me that although I give everything to the Lord, there are times when I don't give him my all. And I have to be reminded about my love for the Lord. Do I love the Lord? Well, Peter was reminded, I believe, once again, that he had denied the Lord three times. How many times have we denied the Lord by our actions? Now I'm speaking to saved people. By our actions or our words. How many times have we denied the Lord? We sometimes get the idea that Peter was a rascal. Well, he might have been. But how much more of a rascal are we when we deny our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? How many times have we been in a position where we could speak up for the Lord and we just simply keep quiet? How many has it been more than three times in your life or in my life? Well, how many times it's been, you know, we stop to wonder about Peter. He denied him three times. But have we ever said, "Lord, I love you more than these. I love you, Lord, more than anything in this world." I believe that we're reminded of the sin in our life sometimes that has been in the past. And let me caution you here. The Lord will never bring up to you sin, past sin in your life. Who does that? The devil does that. The devil brings up past sins that you have committed, oh, maybe 10, 20, 30, 40, maybe 50 years ago. He'll bring things up to your remembrance that will cause you to doubt certain things of your Christian life. But the Lord will never bring up sin that is forgiven. The Lord will never tell you about things you have done wrong in your life. He will not do that because He is a God who has saved you. He is a Savior that has saved you out of sin, from sin. Now, of course, one day we will be completely out of sin, but we'll be out of this world and we'll have a glorified body, never to sin again in the body, because this whole body is going to be gone. And we do things wrong today in this body because it is sin. But Jesus Christ will never bring to our remembrance personally the sin in our lives. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's for present sin in our life. Those sins are under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will never bring that to our remembrance. He saved us, and we're on our way to heaven. And notice Simon Peter, he was asked three times, "Do you love me?" And I ask you today, do you love the Lord? Do you really love Him? As a saved person, are you serving Him? Are you doing the things that He wants you to do in this life for Him? Oh, well, we need to do things in this life for ourselves, and we need to work. We need to be able to take care of our families. But what are we doing for the Lord? Are we taking care of the things that He's left us to do in this world to save people? Are we giving to missions so that other people in lands that we've never been to, where they can be saved by missionaries going there and presenting Jesus Christ as Savior? And think of this, even in our country, the United States, how many people are going out and telling other people about Jesus Christ? How many mission works are here? Are you supporting those mission works? Are you praying for those mission works? You may not have a lot of money. You may not be able to support a lot of missionaries with money, but you can support them with your prayers. You can pray for them. Oh, Lord, take care of that mission work in Africa. Take care of that mission work in Burma. Take care of those people who are going around the United States and rescuing churches that are in trouble, of helping people in a local church to realize that all is not lost. They still have a church. They still have a gathering place. They still have each other. That is the church. They are the church. And how many of us are praying for those people who are hurting today because they're being persecuted for Jesus Christ? We need to step up and do the things that God wants us to do and realize that we need to love Him today more than we loved Him yesterday. Well, Jesus asked Simon Peter three times, "Do you love me?" And Simon Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." And verse 18, "Verily, verily," of John 21, "I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." Now notice what Jesus was speaking of here to Peter. Verse 19, "This spake he, signifying by what death he," that's Peter, "should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me." Well, he's telling Peter here that he's going to die one day, and how he's going to die. And we know by a church tradition how that Peter was crucified. He was actually crucified. But he did not even feel worthy enough to be crucified like our Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, tradition tells us that he was turned upside down. He was crucified upside down on the cross. He did give his life for our Savior. And you go back once again in John chapter 13, and Peter wanted to know why he couldn't follow the Lord at where he was going at that time. And the Lord told him, he said, "Well, you can't follow me now, but you will later on." Chapter 13 of John tells us that. He says, "You will later on, you will follow me." In other words, you will die a certain way, and you're going to die. And in chapter 21 of John, he tells us how he's going to die, that he is going to die. "This spake he," according to verse 19, "signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, he said unto Peter, follow me. And I wonder once again if we were told today that tomorrow or next week we were going to die, the date was set, I wonder if we would still follow Jesus. Now, I'm speaking to a saved person. Would you still follow Jesus if you knew the date you were going to die? Would you give up? Would you do as we think maybe this went through Peter's mind after he was told he was going to die, and I believe he knew how he would die. But would we do what Peter did after he was told this? Peter went forth and he preached and people got saved. If we were told that we were going to die in a week or so, would we still keep on keeping on for the Lord? Or would we just sit around and weep and feel sorry for ourselves? We need to get busy for the Lord. No matter if we're told we're going to live 3 hours, we need to be doing things for the Lord right now. And if we're told we're going to die in 20 years, we need to be busy for the Lord right now. Getting things done, time is short. And you and I need to be serving God more today. We need to be willing to let Jesus Christ lead us and guide us through this life, and especially in this day and time that we live in. There's so much that needs to be done. There's so many people who are lost and on their way to a devil's hell. We need to be proclaiming Jesus Christ saves. We need to be proclaiming that He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by Him. There are many people in this world today who represent the devil. They represent cults. They represent people who are not on their way to heaven. They represent things that are not true, not of God. But we need to tell people what is true. Jesus said He is the way, the truth, and the life. You remember we studied about Pilate. Pilate asked Jesus, he said, what is truth? Pilate had the truth right before him. Right before him was Jesus Christ, because He is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. He is the light of the world. And we need to be proclaiming the light of the world to this lost and dying world. We shouldn't stop. We should keep on going on. We should do it today. We should do it now with every ounce of breath, every ounce of life that's left in us. We need to be serving the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, I do everything that I can do. Well, might I ask you this? Can you do a little more? Can you do more for the Lord? And I might ask you this. Do you think you can do too much for the Lord? He first loved us. He loved us so much that He gave His life for us. So therefore, can we do more than we're doing? Can we do too much? I don't believe we can do too much for the Lord. And therefore, we need to get busy for the Lord. Time is short. It makes no difference how long we live. Time is still short. And we need to get the job done. I believe the Lord is coming back at any time. I believe He's coming back in the air and He's going to say, come up hither. He's going to descend from heaven with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And He's going to say, come up hither. And I believe He's going to call us by name, by the way, because we know His voice. He's our shepherd, but He's more than that. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. Listen to Him today. Serve Him today. And do what He wants you to do in this life.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.